Thank you for calling. Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hey, Shaswana, hold on 1 second for me, okay?
Okay.
How are you doing today?
I'm well. Who am I speaking with?
This is Michelle Sprout.
Okay. I'm well. How are you, Michelle?
I'm doing well. This is Ms. Thomas, correct?
That is. I'm sorry. Okay. I never use
okay.
this. I'm always being contacted through Teams, so just had to make
right.
Sure.
No problem. Because I think this is actually the first time you have been contacted this way. I think you had never had to have one of these before. So this is going to be
the trouble line.
No, it's not that. It's not a trouble line at all. It's where we have to, because we can't record via Teams. Excuse me. So this records.
Okay.
Yeah, this records everything that's said, because you're working from home and I can't. It's just like the recorded line.
Right.
Let me check one thing. Our credit processor wanted to speak with Jennifer Ward. Okay. Corporate message. Script page. I got to answer something in the group. Okay.
Okay.
So
time.
The reason, I know it's pulled in 50 different directions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the reason I wanted to talk to you is because, the week before last, 25% of your calls that you handled had high after call work. And then last week's call, for the whole week, 54% of your peak wind calls had excessive after call work time.
Right.
And anything over 10% is unacceptable per the client.
Right.
We have no reason other than checks. Well, it used to be checks. Now it's not even that to have after call work time because we don't notate the account.
Right.
So there's no reason to have high after call work times. I'm even going to send you an email. Let me pull this up. I'm going to put this. I'm going to attach because I want you to see. Where is it at? I just had it. I want to attach, not that. Let me find it. I'm going to send you the actual calls that you had so you can see it because it's highlighted in red.
Mm-hmm.
And that way you can see yourself. There we go. For you to see. Okay. So I've sent this to you. Check your email real quick.
Okay,
and you
I'm
can
here now.
See. Okay. So you can see the ones in red. And the ones in red are the ones that went over the 30 seconds that the client does give us in between, you know, going to the next call. And everything that we do now, we do with the customer on the line. There's
right.
nothing that we can't do that we, like before when we did the checks, we could get the information for the Google Doc and then we would do the script page and then we would notate the account. So we used to allow even more time for a check. But now, since you have to fill out only one thing and then notate the account, even a check would not be more than what the allowed at 30 seconds is.
Right.
But if you look at it, that's excessive
okay.
Michelle, of after call work.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off. I'm trying to look with you. It's not downloading for some reason. Does this need to be
opened up
in
Chrome? You just click it and open?
Yeah.
It's just a Word doc.
Yeah.
It should just open up in the email itself.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is try to... Give me 1 second. Let me try to just open it
okay.
in Chrome because every time I do it in Chrome, what's this other thing? The Internet Explorer, it doesn't work. I just had to do the
I
same thing with Nate about my about the bidding thing. Okay, but I'm seeing here now.
Okay, I can't stand Internet Explorer.
Yeah, I had to
I don't know what it's for. Mm-hmm. Okay, so are you seeing it now where it's highlighted in red and it has your name and the disposition? Okay.
I do.
So, all right, so if we just look at those, your cancel and refund, your customer service, your canceled, like there's no other actions done on those.
Right.
And yet they're over the 30 seconds. And if you just keep scrolling, you had one where you canceled and it was a minute and 3 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what is going on. I just wanted to speak with you to let you know that stay focused all the way through.
Right.
To the next call, to the disposition, because if you don't disposition, it's counting as your after call work time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's out of all your calls, 54% of them. So even more than half of what you took for the entire week,
right,
you had high after call work time.
Mm-hmm.
I know you like to dedicate. Dedicating is for those people who, like we have discussed before, have the good attendance and the things of that nature. But another thing that we look at is someone who is getting those calls and getting them in and out of the queue as fast as possible.
Right.
So sitting
in
after call work.
Say, yeah, you can see I've been working on far as the attendance as well as the QA.
Yes.
It's no excuse, Michelle. So I take responsibility for that. Honestly, I just have to catch a break in between those calls. So it's no
excuse.
And
even our clients. Right. But see, there's the thing. Even our client, she worked at a call center she worked her way up from an agent to being over the entire company. And she even knows that sometimes you can have a bad call and you just need a breather in between it. So anything below 30 seconds, she's okay with. As long as it's not over 30 seconds, she understands you might need to just be like, whoo, let me get myself together. That customer was rough kind of thing. And take you about 15, 20 seconds to get that and to move on. Now, in the system, you don't have anything. You have, like, you don't have anything. You don't have a coach, a counseling, a write-up, anything. So this is going to be just a developmental coaching, okay? This is just letting you know, hey, this is where we're at. Let's work on it. Let's fix it. And let's let this be the only step for it. You know what I mean? Like, let's get it under wraps and everything now. I'm going to go ahead and read it for you. It's already in the system. I'll sign it. Once I sign it, then you'll log in and sign it as well. It says, on the week of February 16th, Ms. Thomas took Penguin calls. Out of those calls, 54% of them had excessive after-call work time. Ms. Thomas has a great personality and is an asset to the ASK family. And Penguin after-call works is for checks. Sitting in ACW is considered abusing company time, and it costs the client unnecessary money. Mm. Penguin Protocol does not require notations on accounts, unlike other campaigns.
Right.
Abusing the status is a violation of the client's and ASK's production policy. Failure to improve will lead to further disciplinary actions up to and including termination. There was one more thing I wanted to explain.
Mm-hmm.
So out of all the campaigns you do, every one of those companies and clients pay for after call work. They pay because they know that you're going to have to notate accounts.
Right.
Penguin is the only one who gets billed after call work.
Mm-hmm.
So that means they don't pay for it in their package, and they receive a bill at the end of every month saying this is how much after call work time was used and you need to pay us for it. So
right.
That's one of the reasons that they are so strict on having low after call work time because they don't want to get that bill every month.
I'm not arguing anything. I understand everything that you're saying. I promise this will be the last time that you far as sees any red. You won't see any more red with that, or as far as like, you know, just sitting in there. So yeah, this will be our last time having this conversation. So yeah,
and
so
I appreciate
that.
I really do. I appreciate that. Just taking the accountability and ownership of it is a huge character plus, I'm telling you. Is there any questions while I have you that you have for me or anything that I can go over or anything that you need that I can provide?
As of right now, no. I had a question earlier. But I was supposed to put it in Teams, and I really just, it blew me. Basically, a financial institution contacted us about the, I guess, the customer's account or the charge or whatever, but mm-hmm. they weren't actually, like, mm-hmm. during a dispute, they was calling to actually find out about the charge. And I think she was like, she's okay. on our website, and she was like, I don't see anything where it's telling you that you're going to be charged the extra amount of the dollar or this and that. And it didn't really go too well, but she did get her money, of course.
Okay. Anytime that happens, you once mm-hmm. you locate the account, you want to make sure that the financial institution is going to our actual account, which is the site marker. Because right. some people start off on one website, and then they'll keep looking and get redirected or move or click on something else, and then that takes them to our website. Because as you know, you probably had customers call in and tell you, it said it was going to be free. It was going to be free. Well, you know, we don't offer anything free, but if you go right. to where they said they were at, that website says free. But if you go to the website they actually used, it does state the dollar and $18.95. But like with any time a financial institution is on the call, you have the opportunity to now give 6 refunds. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Okay, well, that was pretty much the only thing that I have stating to me. Like, she's reading, basically, she's reading it, and it's not telling her anything regarding that. Or
I gotcha. Yeah, that is a different kind of call, because those are few and far between. Yeah, so that's actually a very good question, because those don't come through for, you know, like to just be able to say, oh, I know what I'm doing because I've had this 30 times before. But yeah, even though they say that they don't see it, even if they click the terms and conditions, as long as they're under our website, it will say that.
Okay. Well, that'll work. Okay. Michelle, once you actually sign the, what did you say? It's a coaching and development?
It's just a developmental coaching, and I'm actually doing it now, and it
okay,
is
I was just about
done.
To say personal message to me, but I'll go ahead and do it because I forget when you guys tell me that, and then they'd be like, well, why didn't you sign? And I'm like, I'm sorry, I forgot, because I don't check this too often. I've just been trying to check it to keep track right. of my attendance.
Right. And that has improved. I saw that today, so congratulations on that, and keep striving. Keep pushing forward. Like I said, I even spoke with your lead. Mm-hmm. You don't have any issues, like none. And I was
No, it's fine, because you remember when I first got in, I was like, Michelle, I'm just coming off my suspension. I don't know. Like, it took me a lot to get where I am now. But as far as that, because, you know, the month of January, we struggled bad. I lost my child's father in a tragic death due to gun violence. And then my baby got constantly sick, like right behind it. So that was a week worth. So I was trying to, you know, keep everybody informed, especially HR. So I was talking.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Like at this point, it's no excuse. I'm not even arguing with you, because I do it. So I do take responsibility, and I do apologize for that. So it will not happen again.
100% apology accepted. I'm very, I commend you on your strength. I'll put it that way.
Yes,
because a lot of people can't make it through what you've been through, okay, and still pushing forward and still getting better. And you have my full support. If there's anything I can ever do or anything that you don't understand, just let me know, and I'll go above and beyond to explain and to help you through anything, okay?
Yes, ma'am, I will do that. Quick question,
right.
Michelle.
Yes.
I cannot log in to sign this coaching. What is going to be my password?
You would let me ask Bianca real quick, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Wow.
Okay, your right. first initial last Look, name is going
to
be...
I have it now. I was just going to say, right when She's I
got
sent
it.
Her over there to ask,
She got
and
it.
I can't even get in it. I'm sorry.
So you
I
got it?
Not.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All Ms. right.
Larry.
Awesome. Well, yeah. And I want to tell you, I hope you have a fantastic rest of your shift. Also, let me throw this out. You will be, you have been removed from being able to dedicate until improvements are seen in the after call work. Okay.
Okay. Okay. So I
okay. And once we see those improvements, then you can be put back in to dedicate. Okay.
Okay. No problem.
All right. And I hope you have a great rest of your shift, and I'm here if you need anything.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye.